Not enough. Once upon a time, there was a young man whose father was a great murshid. He had many, many students, and many of his students themselves had become murshids. The young man grew up in a wonderful atmosphere of education and piety and respect. He had all the advantages you could imagine. But one night, the young man had a dream that troubled him deeply. He dreamt that he and his father were flying through the night sky together, and they flew past the moon and the stars and the planets, and at last they came to a place where there was a gathering of the saints. And there the father was warmly welcomed, but the young man was not admitted. In the morning he was very concerned about the dream, and he went to ask his father what could this possibly mean. His father said, "Well, it means this. If you wish to follow this path, to be my son is not sufficient. You need to have a murshid." The young man was very surprised. "But father, you are the best of all the murshids. Can't you be my teacher?" "Ah, no," said the father, "I'm no good for that job. But if you take my advice, I can suggest someone for you." "Yes, all right, papa, please tell me." And then the father named a certain murshid, and the young man was very surprised, because it was a murshid that lived far out in the country, a simple rustic farmer that did not even know how to read and write. And he thought, "What can I learn from such a one that I cannot learn from my own father?" But he accepted his father's advice, he got himself ready, and he set off on the journey to go and meet his new murshid. As he went, he asked himself, "What kind of training will I receive from my murshid? I hope I have enough strength to go through it. Probably it will be very difficult. Maybe he will give me long fasts. Maybe I will have to live in a cave by myself with just a loincloth. I hope I have the strength to go through my training, but I dedicate myself to it. I will do it." And then he came to the village where the farmer murshid lived, and it happened that as he came walking along the track, the farmer murshid was riding towards him on an old farm horse. And they came together in the path, and the farmer murshid looked down at the young man, and of course he knew why he was there. And the young man bowed in greeting to his murshid. And the murshid, sitting on his horse, looked down at the young man, and he said, "Not enough." And the young man was surprised, and he bowed again, bowed more deeply. And the murshid, looking down at him, again said, "Not enough." The young man bowed a third time, and his head came down to the level of the knee of the horse, and again the murshid, looking down at him, said, "Not enough." Finally, the young man stretched himself in the dust of the road and humbly touched the hoof of his master's horse. And the murshid said, to the young man's surprise, "Very good. Now you can get up, and you can go home. Your training is done."